Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Treco Brainon, we're starting off a three-part feature about birdsong. With spring around the corner, the volume of birdsong will be on the rise. So would you like to learn a little bit about the distinguishing styles of the more common birds in the garden?
I would. I'd be interested in learning more about that for myself, but also for my occupation, because I am a primary school teacher and it would be great to be able to pass on that knowledge to the future generation.
Oh yeah, actually that'd be really nice. I'm a teacher and I teach the kids, you know, in the spring, especially what the birds look like and how to identify them. So it'd be a nice thing to add the sounds in, and I don't know them myself, so it'd be really nice.
This is the first part of the birdsong feature, and this week it's all about the blackbird. I have not a bounce about how to pick out the different birdsongs, so we'll start here with expert and birdsong enthusiast, Richella Duggan. Before studying the blackbird, I began by asking her how she got interested in birdsong in the first place.
Since I started taking interest in birds many years ago, I sort of, from the early days, I realised that if I wanted to really identify, you know, most of the birds that were in my locality, that I would have to tune into the birdsong, because birds are far easier to hear than to see. So, well, this time of year, the trees aren't in full leaf. It's actually a great time to start working on your skills to identify bird songs, because you can typically see the birds and hear them at the same time. Yeah. But when you know, when summer is in full flow, or even in early spring, it becomes more difficult to see the birds, and you have to rely on your bird song identification skills if you have them. Once you start doing it, it almost becomes addictive. It really, I can't really fully explain how just satisfying it is to be able to hear a bird, whether you're just, you know, at work or at your desk or at the kitchen table. You know, you might be able to hear birds outside and to know, that's a wren, that's a blackbird, that's a robin. But there is something really fundamentally satisfying about just that little connection.
We're going to just start with one of the birds this week. And the first bird is the blackbird.
So they're a member of the thrush family, the male blackbird, all black with a yellow-orange bill. And if you get a really good look at it, you'll notice it has a little yellowy-orangey ring around the eye. The female blackbird then, which doesn't sing, but, you know, from now on, you'll start to notice them from, so February onwards, they're pairing up, you know, in order to, you know, mate and raise their offspring. So the female is an all-brown bird. You know, there are some lighter brown markings on the front of the bird, but typically, if you're going to be looking at it from a distance, it's just going to appear all brown.
Okay.
But anyway, how are you going to identify it? So birds like wrens and robins and blackbirds, they have very varied songs, and they typically sing in phrases. So they'll sing a short pattern of a few notes, then they'll take a little pause, and then they'll sing another pattern of a few notes. Each of them will do something individual to them, which gives away their identity. So with the blackbird, the start of every phrase, the notes are very different to the notes at the end of every phrase. So at the beginning of the phrase, the notes are very musical. They're very full, rounded notes. But towards the end of each phrase, they do what I like to think are, it helps me remember it, as I think they sound a bit like exclamation marks. There's a number of very staccato, short, clipped, scratchy, squeaky notes at the end.
Okay.
None of the other birds do that. So when you're listening to the wren and the robin, they're not going to be doing these staccato notes.
And this is how you'll
know
the blackbird.
Is how you'll know the blackbird.
Okay. So it's that bit at the end. That's okay.
So, and I mean, this is just one sound file that I was able to find and download. Sometimes it's even more obvious than that. And that is something now that everybody can go off and practice this week, because you're going to hear blackbirds wherever you go. And if you can see them, just take 5 minutes. Just make that little effort to just focus in and see, can you hear those staccato, those exclamation marks, as I call them? Because like I said, that's what makes it obvious that it's a blackbird. After a while, when you get better at identifying 3 or 4 or 5, 6 different birds, you won't need to, you know, you'll be able to tell so much from the tone and the richness. It'll become automatic. In the same way that you can
communication as you pick up other communication.
In the same way that you recognize, you know, different people's voices, it becomes more automatic after a while. Wow. But at the beginning, it really does help when you're learning different birds, is to have those little pinpoint hooks, the things to focus on that help you to remember. Ah, that's a robin. That's a wren. That's a blackbird. So hopefully.
So that's where we can start, is start working on the blackbirds for the next while and try to notice them. We'll come back in a couple of weeks then and we'll talk about the wren. We know about the blackbird now, so we'll come back and talk about the wren for the next one. But Richella, thanks very much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you.
So that is the blackbird. And as we mentioned, we'll be back in a few weeks' time to listen to the wren. Don't forget, you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.